The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Last four segments of our show, Ryan Skinner is joining us with his newest book discussing Skinwalker Ranch and the various legends and facts around it. We're joined by Gogs Mackay and Riggywa or Shane or the other Ryan, depending on your point of view. Mr. Skinner, you have some further comments about what our friendly listeners have commented upon.
Well, just the Seton Butte story. Bigelow's team was directly involved in researching that. For whatever reason, there's a parallel or a correlation between Skinwalker Ranch, Bigelow's team's fascination with that and direct on-site research, and this location, which could potentially be a result of ley lines or some other unknown geological abnormality or commonality between the two, but his team was involved in that as well. So I that's another portal. And I have been to Bradshaw Ranch, which I think it's a Cogs.
Cogs. Yeah, that's the one, Bradshaw Ranch.
Yeah. I've been out there quite a bit. That's a fascinating property too.
Yeah.
Maybe something going on out there. Well, I've had some encounters out there, but I don't know if it's portal related or what it is.
You have. Tell us more.
At Bradshaw?
Sure.
Well, with a team of researchers, you know, the government bought up the property. There's fences all around it.
No, they appropriated it from the Bradshaws. They stole it, basically.
Right. Oh, they didn't buy it, I guess. Yeah, they took it over. Probably shouldn't admit to this. Hop the fence, of course. I had to spend the night out there. And literally.
I knew we'd have that eventually if we asked enough.
I did it too, so.
Yeah, I don't
know. Now that they know, they'll come after both of you.
No, I don't know if that's as actively, who knows? That might be more monitored than Skinwalker. I mean, really, who knows? Spent the night out there, kind of camped out. There's like a little ancient ruins or something. Maybe it was a brick house or something at one time, but it's just ruins at this point. And I sat there overlooking the property from a neighboring hillside. Suddenly saw three glowing triangles in the sky, as if like windows had turned on in some invisible vehicle. I don't know, but it was just three glowing translucent triangles kind of above the ranch. I found that to be happened pretty early on in the night. And
yeah, I've been out there 50 times probably, and I've been on that same hill. And had some pretty interesting sightings there.
There's something to it.
Yeah, there's definitely something going on there. I think the activity seems to have receded a bunch since the mid to late 90s. But I'm looking at this map here of Seton's Butte, and that's right in the area that I've heard constant rumors and stories of unusual activity that's out near Indian Wells and Loop, Arizona, which is on the Navajo Indian Reservation.
Yeah, Chris, John Edmonds, and he's public with his name. There's a lot of controversy around him. But his horse ranch there allegedly is very active for this kind of activity. And it's not very well talked about, but I'm sure everyone, you might have heard of it. But according to him, that it's very, several people have actually experienced some very odd experiences. It might lean in the direction of, you know, missing time, that type of thing. I don't know if this is credible or not. But he's so freaked out that I do believe he's planning on moving to Tennessee. But, yeah, it's on Two Till Road, Buckeye, Arizona. There's quite a background thing.
Two Hill Road?
T-U-T Hill Road. Yeah, you can get the address on the internet.
Oh, Tut Hill Road. Okay. And that's John?
John Edmonds.
Edmonds, okay.
When are you leaving, Chris?
Pardon me?
When are you leaving?
sometime in the next couple of days. I'm gonna head up there.
Well, we have to know about this because what happens if you don't return?
Well, the show doesn't air till Sunday, so.
You could probably interview him for the Paracast. He's been on several other shows. He's a psychological counselor, and he seemed like a pretty level-headed guy. I don't know about the claims of killing a 6-foot-tall gray alien and mopping up the remains with Daryl Sims and Bigelow. There's controversy. He allegedly sent tissue samples to Dr. Levengood, and Robert Collins got involved, which kind of makes the whole thing suspect, but you never know. I don't know. That's just all I know about it.
Well, this is also near the area in the late 90s where a little Navajo grandmother claimed that a ship came down, the beans came out, they sat around the campfire with her, and it became a bit of a pilgrimage site for the next few months. The Navajo were trooping out there, and evidently, it was a series of sightings. Tom Dongo looked into it fairly extensively and actually bought video equipment for a family that was nearby, hoping that they could go ahead and monitor the location. And when he hadn't heard from them in a while, he got in touch with them, and they'd hawked the cameras. So... it's tough investigating on Indian reservations. I'll be the first to caution anyone who wants to go around the Uinta Basin, who wants to go around the Navajo reservation. You have to have permission to be out there. That's a sovereign country, so, be aware. You're not under the rules and laws of the United States when you're on an Indian reservation. They're their own separate sovereign entity. So, be careful, be aware, and cover your tails and be prepared.
It sounds like when you say that, you mentioning something related to this TV show about a Wyoming lawman who goes into Indian grounds named Longmire. Ever hear of that show?
Yeah, I have.
You have. It's great. It was written by a guy who lives in a town of 25 people. So it's fascinating.
Chris, I had a question. This is Ryan Skinner.
Please.
You had mentioned earlier that you heard some new information about one of the guards that was killed on the ranch. I haven't heard anything since that rumor of the thing spilled out of the portal and fell into the guy's lap almost, and he pulled his gun out and started shooting wildly. And I guess he was killed as a result. But have you heard something new on that topic, and would you like to share?
Well, no, I've gotten, another local who didn't have an exact time frame, but again, it was mid to late summer 99, and they claimed they saw a very unusual activity out there, convoys of SUVs, a flatbed truck with something on it that was under a tarp, unusual helicopter activity, and these people were kind of, parked in the dark, overlooking the ranch, trying to... I think they were to the east of the ranch. They were trying to ascertain what was going on. And one of the local Ute policemen caught sight of them and came over, and they knew the guy. And he was really angry and said, "What are you doing here?" And they said, "Well, we're just, checking out what's going on. What's happening there?" And he said, "Well, one of the tribe committed suicide out there." So, I'm not sure if it's related. It's the same approximate time period, and it involves a death on the ranch, which has been vehemently denied by all concerned with the Bigelow crowd. And I have never heard any of them, confirm that a death occurred out there. And according to this, local police officer, someone did die out there.
The amount of suicides and cancer rates in the neighboring properties is just it's almost mind blowing how the number of those that have occurred. I've talked to I stay in communication with some of the neighbors over the years, and I've heard of two suicides on just the real close neighboring properties, and one of the people that I knew really well died of really horrific forms of cancer. I mean, he had multiple things that all happened to him at once, and he told me he described a close encounter that he had one night while working on the field next to the ranch.
Hey, we got to do our break here, but this brings up so many more problems. Are the four corners dangerous to your health? I'm going to ask that question on the other side. Ryan Skinner joins us. We have Shane and Gongs with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number two, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime Hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Ryan Skinner is here to talk about his latest book on Skinwalker Ranch. Two of our listeners, Gogs, and the other Ryan, whom we call Shane, and will not try to figure that out later, but we do that. We have multiple people with multiple names and all that stuff. But I'm going to ask you then, Ryan Skinner, do you think that area has something about it, residual radiation, whatever, that may be dangerous to one's health?
Definitely. This was discussed, I think, last time I did an interview with you, that the state of Utah is familiar with there's an abnormal amount of ozone that's occurring in the Uinta Basin. And I guess it's so high that it's, I think, it's the second highest ozone pollution or pollution rate in the entire world, and it's occurring right in the basin. So I think I heard they just commissioned some sort of multi-million dollar study to try to find out why, and nobody knows.
That would be interesting to see whether that characteristic can be measured in other so-called window areas.
That might be a great indicator.
Yeah, it'd be good to check for that correlation. Absolutely.
Chris, do you feel the time you spent there has reduced your lifespan?
No, probably the time I've spent on this show has reduced my lifespan more. But no, I I've only been there twice. Once was before the story broke, and once was on that ill-fated journey that I accompanied Ryan and the Jesse Ventura crew, Ty Ventura and Sean Stone. And we did have an interesting anomalous light sighting that there was no, I mean, it wasn't a big deal for me. It was for the Hollywood boys. But and Ryan and I kind of were chuckling about them being all, I mean, to me, that was, you know,
minor.
Probably a common occurrence out there. You probably see that stuff almost every night. But I don't think, no, I don't feel any adverse health effects of being out there. Now, being around Dulce, that's another area. The Dulce, Hickory Apache Indian Reservation, that has incredible amounts of environmental radiation pollution from Operation Gas Buggy, which was, a 27 megaton bomb they blew up 4,000 feet below to free up gas, and it succeeded in polluting the water table and the environment. And the possibility that there's some sort of buried nuclear waste in the area that's being hidden with the myth of the Dulce alien base. And that I would feel more uncomfortable spending any amount of time in that area as opposed to going out to the Uinta Basin.
Goggs, you were mentioning in a brief chat room message that there's a TV show. Is this a British show called Navajo Cops?
No, I presume it's just a British TV company have bought it from the American, but it's following the Navajo cops I think the Navajo Nation encompasses a few states, if I'm right. They seem to be showing that the cops will investigate reports of paranormal activity of any kind, and they certainly weren't trying to make fun of it or anything, and they're kind of demonstrating that the Navajo cops take it seriously. And in this one episode, they were looking for some animal that they were calling a howler that many people had reported, and the locals were saying, you know, it wasn't a coyote, it wasn't this, it wasn't that, and they were out with night vision and all sorts looking for it. They didn't, nothing came of it, but I'm just wondering if, like, Ryan Skinner or Chris maybe have heard of this animal called a howler.
You know, well, of course JC Johnson is plugged in with the Navajo Rangers and a lot of the law enforcement types and people that live up in the northeast corner of the Navajo Res, which is about a 30,000 square mile reservation, by the way. It's the largest in the country. Based on different types of descriptions have come out for hairy hominid types. Howler is one of them. I have heard that term before. It's not one that you hear very often. Mostly it's Bigfoot, Sasquatch, those types of terminologies.
I agree. I think it's just they're just using a different term for what may be a Bigfoot sighting. I did see that episode. That was an extremely entertaining show. That was a lot of fun. And it's just impressive how the law enforcement agency on a reservation does take that topic somewhat more seriously. It's not a joke to them. It's something that they actively investigate.
Yeah.
And also in that Skinwalker Shards book by Haas that I was referring to the Satan's Butte earlier, the local native, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, which are the Indian policemen were also actively investigating all the UFO landing cases that were happening on that butte, which, again, you wouldn't see that with our traditional police force.
Shane, you had a question?
Well, I just wanted to make a comment that I wonder how many attempts there have been to throw us the researchers and the public off the track. The reason why I asked this is because one of the shows that the Paracast did with Nick Redfern, which have been many, a very interesting piece of information came out of that show when he talked about, well, first of all, the Braxton Monster, a case that Frank Ficino investigated, which I've always had questions about. I've never really understood it. But when Nick found a document by the Rand Corporation in 1952 that they had attempted to stage, or they put out this creature that was a robot, but it was actually done by, I think, the British intelligence in World War II.
Right, in Italy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, one thing that we have to be aware of is these intelligence agencies are very tricky and deceitful, and they do these things, and it was, in this instance, it was the Rand Corporation. But I believe that the Braxton County Monster very well could be one of these psychological operations, but I'm not saying that every case that's what happens, but it makes you wonder, with all these sightings of these strange creatures, which ones are attempts to confuse the public and which ones are legitimate cryptozoological creatures.
Like Shane, what you're saying is that the one that Nick Redfern was referring to, the British military kind of experiment, it was just almost identical to the later Flatwoods encounter. And if it can be done once, it's very likely that it's been done, you know, again. So I think you're, you know, completely right in that sometimes these things may indeed have a, you know, a more prosaic explanation, but a very, very, you know, kind of strange prosaic explanation, in that it being some kind of intelligence operation for whatever reason, to gauge public opinion, to throw people off the scent. Because we know all the stories about Area 51 being perfectly happy about UFO stories because it kept attention away from what they were probably really doing with their Black Project aircraft and such like. So I think it definitely could translate into other kind of areas of the paranormal.
Mm-hmm. I absolutely agree. And the more notoriety it gets, the more attention it gets, I think the higher the likelihood that they're going to use that as some sort of psychological weapons testing program or something to gauge public response.
We have Ryan Skinner with Goggs and Shane, and Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. us from the freeze-dry guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze-dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half-cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway one-month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So you were about to say, and we had to stop for a break, Chris O'Brien, that this is all being done as some kind of government experiment to gauge public responses?
No, I'm not saying it's all being done to do that. I'm saying that when a case gets the notoriety of a skinwalker ranch case or other areas in the country that have been targeted by investigators, the more attention is put on it in the media, I think the more the likelihood that the psychological operations folks get involved to try to have some fun and games and engage, unwitting witnesses' responses to various stimuli. And it absolutely makes perfect sense to me that these would be perfect petri dishes for some sort of psychological operations, gauging the effectiveness of psychological operations.
So they're using the real experiences, the real events, as kind of a stepping off point to do their own stuff.
Exactly. If they aren't doing that, I would be very surprised.
Okay, well, but that leads to a larger question, which is, Chris, how can you tell the real from the fake or the disinformation?
Well, that's a good question. Obviously, having some gear, knowing how to operate it, getting triangulated, video footage, having metering equipment that might measure magnetic anomalies, all sorts of things could be brought to bear on that situation to ascertain its true mundane or high strange nature. I mean, I've seen the government do this in the San Luis Valley. They flew three C-131s wingtip to wingtip and had a single row of lights sequencing down the leading edge of the wings of all three planes to make it look like it was 300 feet plus. And if I hadn't been 5 miles away and stopped my car and got out and heard the engines and seen the actual shapes of the planes with night vision, if I had been just a few miles further away, I would have seen a huge 300-foot mothership fly by. So,
what do,
sorry, what do we think the you know, the state of the art of holographic projection might be just now? Because I keep sort of hearing rumours about, you know, the military being able to project this and that into the sky. And if they can do that, they can almost kind of mimic any kind of UFO event.
Exactly. Yeah, I haven't heard anything concrete. Ryan, have you heard anything about holographic projection technology? I haven't heard anything concrete. Of course, it harkens back to Serge Monast in the mid-90s talking about Project Bluebeam and this huge sky, you know, sized hologram of Jesus talking to you by name and stuff. I mean, they were talking about this stuff over 20 years ago. So who knows? With the computing power we have, you know, increased knowledge of light and how to utilize and manipulate light, you know, all bets are off, I think, in many ways for a lot of these sighting events. And it would only be triangulated footage that would reveal whether something is holographic in nature or a real physical three-dimensional object.
Well, I've heard that, I really don't know what to make of the whole chemtrail thing, but I've heard that, you know, things like silver nitrate maybe have been used in, you know, cloud seeding for, you know, rain generation and such like. But I imagine there would be a way to kind of disperse in the atmosphere something that gives the atmosphere a little bit more substance. And using that, you would have something more solid to project such a hologram on. I'm just thinking off the top of my head here, yeah.
Yeah, it's silver iodide that they use for that. But some of the constituent elements, barium, there have been metals that have been detected, and that would be a reflective surface that may be conducive for that. I saw a holographic exhibition at the New York Museum of Holography. It took them three, you know, cancellations to get the proper cloud conditions, but they did holograms on clouds above New York City. So and that was back in the 70s. So who knows how far the state of the art has gone from then.
Of course, Don Ecker has a story that's quite funny and quite comical. Of course, we all are friends with Don Ecker, of seeing Wile E. Coyote outside of Area 51 where somebody, and it turned out the whole thing was a sham or somebody was just playing it. It's a trickster element. It's Chris's trickster element.
Yeah.
So... not to say that there aren't real cryptological creatures, but it's just something to be aware of. I mean, anybody in the audience to go take a look at or listen to that show with Nick Redfern, he found a real important piece of information.
Yeah, I agree.
To mention his latest book, which is pretty good, too.
That's the book, by the way, Close Encounters of the Fatal Kind, and he's going to be here next week to talk about it, about whether UFO researchers have suffered from early deaths or not.
Oh, great.
Oh, great. Yeah, I was just thinking that, too.
He was thinking of Dr. James McDonald or M.K. Jessup and people like that.
And Scott Rogo. There's been a few.
but the best example was the 35 Marconi scientists in the early 80s in the UK, and it wasn't just that, you know, that they were dying. It's some of the manner of the suicides or purported suicides were, you know, downright bizarre. Just a few of them is enough to make you think, well, this isn't, you know, a standard sample of the population who end up committing suicide. In fact, I can't believe that, you know, more isn't made of this. To think of, 35 people working on the same kind of project for one company, and in a short period of time, they all kill themselves or die in strange circumstances.
Or all the bankers that have been kicking off the last 3 months.
They're kicking themselves off because they don't want to be arrested and thrown in jail for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, maybe that's a bit like the Wall Street crash when they were, you know, jumping out of the windows. In 29, or what was the date?
Right, 1929.
Yeah.
Well, back to Ryan. What is on your plate now? Obviously, everyone should drop the $2.99 and get the Kindle version of your book. I mean, I recommend it highly. But what else is on your plate now besides this Texas reports that you mentioned earlier? Do you want to come out to Arizona and do some tramping around out here? I'd be more than happy to join you on that expedition.
I definitely want to. I'm gonna take you up on that. My life has kind of taken a different turn. It seems like things kind of happen for a reason. I just recently got my CDL, uh-huh. In addition to being an author and pilot and all these other things. Now I got my CDL, and I also bought my own truck, and I plan to start transversing America, and I'm able to take loads in and drop them off at any state within the United States at any time I want. Which, wow. To me, yeah, it's the perfect job for me, because I'll be able to go to Arizona, I'll be able to go to Utah at a moment's notice and be paid to be there. So
yeah.
And all these years, it's been nothing but an expense to me.
Right. So in that case, yeah. Dan, you basically take a load, go to Arizona, spend a few days, and
you bet.
Grab something else and go elsewhere, assuming you survive the trip.
As long as exactly wherever I'm headed to, and the location itself, surviving that.
Well, Shane mentioned something in the message window. You might get abducted.
Is that to me, or? I mean, we all may have been abducted. A lot of the people I've interviewed don't even, you know, they suddenly wake up with their clothes on backwards or in a strange location. But one thing they don't typically have, unlike the Travis Walton case, is they don't have a memory of what happened to them in term between the abduction and where they ended up.
Yeah.
So who knows? Maybe it's happened to us all. Yeah. All of us here.
So basically, we've all been abducted. We'll all have to submit ourselves to hypnotic regression and find out about those experiences. Once again, before we have our final segment, the book is called Skinwalker Ranch, No Trespassing, True Stories and Secret Files. We alluded to that with regard to the documents he's talked about. Ryan Skinner with D.L. Wallace, D.L. Wallace being the skeptical kind of person. More to come with Ryan. And Shane, and Goggs, and Gene, and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
And maybe the CIA. We used to have a joke at the early days of the Paracast, Chris, before you were involved, where we wondered who in the forums might be the CIA or generic government plant.
Well, if they're interested enough to be forum members and to monitor us, then more power to them. They're a little bit more on the ball than I figured that they'd be.
Well, we have some wacky people in the forums. Not the two gentlemen here, Shane or Gox, but you know what I'm talking about. You get over there and you get some pretty wacky people. And by the way, Ryan's been involved in the forums too, and he still comes back for more abuse.
Yeah, and Ryan has also had his own Skinwalker Ranch forum for years now, and boy, talk about suffering abuse. My God, some of the stories I remember from a few years ago, what was happening on that site.
Tell us more about it, Ryan.
We've had a lot of... I had people possibly working for Bigelow that would post things on the website, so, and been able to call them out. And
what would they post? What gave you an indication they might be Bigelow plants?
I just can't think of a specific. There was one recently where I identified another location in Colorado. There was a, is it ARPO? I can't remember that old investigative. It was like MUFON before MUFON.
APRO. Yeah.
APRO, yes.
Yeah, yeah, they did an investigation in Colorado, and a lot of similarities between Skinwalker Ranch with seeing entities, hearing these strange voices speaking, you know, robotic voices.
Ryan, was Leo Sprinkle involved in that?
Yes, that's my understanding from speaking to other investigators. But I identified the location, and I posted the coordinates, and someone suddenly popped on the forum, and you know, I just... said some strange things that I didn't know what I was talking about. The location was all wrong, and I was able to actually back it up and show this is the spot. They just made a lot of statements that weren't verified, and we called them out on it to the point where why would someone take the time to be so defensive about a supposed location for this event anyway. It struck me as odd. And a lot of that has happened over the years where...
Well, not to mention the denial of service and the hackers and all the other stuff.
Yeah, that's happened.
It makes you wonder how many trolls actually exist. I think we've reached critical mass with the, the trolls.
It really wasn't trolling, though. It was somebody purposely trying to get it off track, to get attention off of the exact location. One of my claims to fame isn't that I was the first one on the ranch. Chris knows this. I was not. I came in late in the game. But I'm one of the first people to really get it out there, the location itself and how to find the ranch and where to position yourself around the ranch if you're going to look out there. And I kind of did the same thing with this Colorado property, which no one's known about ever since the story came out.
You struck a nerve, obviously.
Yeah. Right.
Now, you talking about the Clearview case with the saucer and the Bigfoot and all that? The one from 79 that Leo Sprinkle investigated?
Yeah, that is the case.
And where is that? Is that near the Air Force Academy? Where is that? I never knew the actual location.
It's close to a military base.
It is.
That's all the information we had.
It's a decommissioned, it's not even a military base. It's a decommissioned, class something nuclear silo. So there's actually a base underground.
So where in Colorado was it?
I have the exact coordinates on the site. I don't remember.
Okay. Yeah. I'd love to get that information. I've always been interested in that case.
Yeah.
That's one of the weirder ones.
Gene, I'd like to say thanks for having me on and your listener. I've listened to the Paracast since the very beginnings when some of the first guests you took to task. And I remember, Dr. Bruce Goldberg and Bill Nell and all the frauds that were exposed thanks to your show. You're one of the first original podcasts out there. And now everybody and their grandma has a podcast. But I think people should take a look at the archives, and I'm just thanks for having me on, finally being able to be on the show as a guest.
And do you know what's really great is just as everyone's been saying in the forums, this last run of the Paracast has equaled anything it's ever done in the past. It's just been brilliant. We've had guest after guest, lots of great information. And it's really coasting just now in the best possible way. I'm just loving all the episodes just now.
Well, yeah. This one you got to participate in, so you can make this the best episode of all.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, we've been accused of many things, but one thing you can't argue is the cream rises to the top, and we do tend to attract and are able to get people like Ryan on, who's not going to be doing radio shows about this book. He's told me, and he's doing this as a favor, actually, to be on the show and talk about the book.
By the way, he said he'd only do half the show, but he's here for all of it.
Yeah.
So we sucked him in. We did this in very careful, quiet way.
It's just such a fascinating topic that I don't know. The way you present it.
Yeah.
I got to be a part of it. Thank you. And thank you for asking me.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Glad to kind of get it out there.
And I'd like to do a little bit of field work with you, too. I think that would be a lot of fun. I've got a portal spot in the San Luis Valley I've been keeping under wraps for years. I've shared it with a few people. But, man, I would sure love to go out there and camp there for a few days.
Yeah, Chris, I'm not kidding about that recent job that I've decided to take. And the opportunities the reality is, it's not work for me. I'm going to be able to travel to all these hot spots on a moment's notice.
That's excellent. Yeah, just get a load broker and just get loads to the locations that you want to be near.
All set up already. So that's what I'll be doing all summer and hopefully collecting a lot of stories. And I can't wait to meet up with you again and check out some of these spots.
So Chris, this possible portal area in the San Luis Valley. Obviously, you're wanting to keep the location secret, but can you maybe tell us anything that's reported to have happened there that's kind of got you interested?
He's only got a minute or two to answer.
Yeah, Rosemary Ellen Guiley and I went out there 3 years ago, and we were accosted. We had these barely transparent, just kind of subtle forms that surrounded us there. And normally when I go into the area, I sit for a while, I clear my mind, I enter it very, very gingerly. I don't just burst in like a bull in a china shop, which I did that night. And we had some real validation just a few minutes later when we were back at the house that you know, that my hunch was correct. I don't have enough time to go into all the stuff that's gone on around it, but I've been able to ID where it seems to all be coming from, and it's a 100-yard circle.
Oh, boy, we'll have to do a whole show on just about that. Ryan Skinner, we're just about running out of time. Can you tell our listeners, if they want to know more about the work you're doing, where they can check you out?
They can check me out at Skinwalker Ranch, Skinwalker Ranch.org or .com. I recently, of course, just published the book Skinwalker Ranch, No Trespassing. The reason it's $2.99 is that's extremely undervalued, in my opinion, for the content that you're going to get in there. I'm not doing this. It might look like it's just for profit. I saw this as the most viable means to get that information out there. I just really want to saturate the market to what's going on. And there's some information in that book that's never been presented to anybody else, and it gives some insight into Bigelow and his team's mindset in regards to the ranch and other paranormal cases.
We also had joining us Goggs and Mackay and Shane, sometimes known as Riggy Wan or Forums, but his name is also Ryan, and we had him use his middle name just to avoid any problems with that. Chris O'Brien has OurStrangePlanet.com, OurStrangePlanet.com. His current book is Stalking the Herd. If you buy the book directly from his site, Amazon doesn't take their humongous profit, so it helps Chris. And also, Chris signs and numbers every single book. You can find us on Twitter, where we are known as The Paracast. Look for The Paracast on Twitter. There are also two Paracast fan clubs because we couldn't have just one on Facebook. We haven't figured out how that worked yet, but there it goes. Or go to theparacast.com, check out every single episode of the show since 2006, available for download. So we appreciate Goggs Mackay, old friend, for joining us. Goggs, thank you.
Cheers, Gene. No worries. Great show.
Shane, thank you for participating.
Thank you. Been nice to finally be on.
And Ryan Skinner, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thanks for having me again.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Henry Ford once said, "A man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time." Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.